You're welcome back to the news. Thanks for staying with us. And now to more stories, where fallen electric poles are the first sight when you drive into Rumewo, a remote community in Emoha local government area of River State. Residents say a heavy storm earlier this year affected their electric poles, worsening the power situation in the area. They said the lack of electricity in their community has continued to cause them suffering. They told correspondent Chioma Ezenwafo that the health centre, the schools and businesses in the community have gone moribund due to no electricity.
Since one serious breeze pushed down all the electric poles, there has no light since that time till today.
And so many of us that has a vibing saloon, because of the light, we don't operate again. If you don't have gen, you can't do that business again. There are also those people that used to do this fishy corum. So without light, all those things no more functioning. Wedding workshop, all those things, we need with light. Wedding.
We could have improved more than this. For use and sell mineral, pure water, other things. We are suffering now for heat.
Other residents of Rumewo community said most women resort to traditional birth attendants due to the non-functionality of the health center. They said the health workers are usually absent due to lack of electricity.
Sometimes we go this hospital. We no see some women to take care of us. Some of them, as I did now, I still they go there. If I pregnant, I go there. Sometimes I know they see them. I go another way. No light. Now the thing, some way they go, they no go see them to do that and then come back.
She delivered the two babies and collapsed. That is really the cause of her death. And the labor came on weekend also. She couldn't. With the husband, they couldn't come to that place. They started looking for quack. They told me there's a health center, even me. There's somebody in the village. I didn't know the place.
Women don't go to health center because there's no light. And even though the doctor will be there, how can they operate without light?
Like me, I go to Rumuji. It's far, man. Rumuji is far distance from here.
We have upstairs. The upstairs is not operating. No light. And the upstairs cannot function without light.
Meanwhile, the youth president of Rumewo community, Jomi Oduor, has narrated some of the efforts made so far to get electricity back to the community. He said several letters have been sent to PHED seeking their help in resolving the issue, but all to no avail.
When there was a very big wind within our area here, everything now shut down and we had a lot of serious damage. So since that time up to now, we cannot enjoy network again. My CDC and my workers are then, we have wrote so many letters to their office. They said this thing is above them, that they don't have money as to maintain anything, that they don't have fund as to maintain the line. We don't pay any papi. Since then, we have been trying our best now, and since we don't have fund again, we have been trying our best as to restore back the light. And since there's no fund, that is why since that time until now, we cannot enjoy life.
The blackout cuts across most communities within Emoha local government area. This year, a local government chairman was elected and the council set out to restore electricity to the area. The Emoha local government chairman, Tom Aliezi, said the council decided to partner with the State Ministry of Power, the PHED and Ikwede local government area in the state, which also suffers the same fate, to start an electrification project.
We haven't been having regular light at Rumuji, no. It became worse after the thunderstorm. I think of April or May this year. All the poles are broken. It took the intervention of Chief Sergeant Awuse and Honorable Senator Andrew Chindu to restore the poles. But even at that, we started having light for a couple of days about 2-3 weeks ago.
Tom Aliezi told correspondent Chioma Ezenwafo how vandalism of electric poles in the area has continued to delay the electrification project slated to be completed by December.
We discovered that every other day when they walk today, tomorrow there's one problem. People will come, break the poles will fall, and then they break two poles, and then that one will drag down over 7-8. When they called me that they had almost concluded, the next morning was going to be a Saturday for the Nepa people to do the first testing to connect. For that next morning, they had broken down 7 poles again.
Mr. Aliezi said several suspects have been arrested in a bid to clamp down on such vandals. In the meantime, a representative of Emoha Local Government Area in the committee overseeing the ongoing electrification project says millions of naira has been budgeted for the project, which involves erecting new electric poles in several communities and replacing wires. He said the Port Harcourt Electricity Distribution Company is not contributing any fund to the electrification project.
That is one of the questions I asked them during the committee level. Mm. I did ask them, look, you who take spill, because as soon as we talk about reconnection, as soon as this light, you will restore the light. Ordinarily, yeah, as soon as the light is being restored in the Golden Mower, maybe in the next 1 month, people are coming up with bill. I mean, I believe that this should be part of your business. Yeah, without bringing this light, you don't take those bills, you don't charge us. So restore the light means that maybe in the next 1 month, we are coming up with your private business that we are making money. But you know that we must spend more than 80 million naira. They are not participating at all. Yeah, because they never contributed any money. And I know that too well that BAGD have not played any role at all.
When contacted, the Port Harcourt Electricity Distribution Company declined comment. However, a PHED official who did not want to be mentioned said the company is only giving technical support to the electrification project because the Emoha local government owes the company millions of naira. The official said that they had, at several occasions, fixed vandalized poles for the community, but it keeps getting stolen, a situation that forced them to yank off the local government before the ongoing project started this year. But the River State Commissioner for Power, Shedrack Chukwu, says the ongoing electrification project is costing more than the initial budget due to incessant vandalism.
The fund was raised for the project. The project commenced. But the sad story there is that the frequent vandalization of the electrical materials, it happens the first time, the second time, and finally the third time. Of course, we are lucky those that came to carry the stolen materials were arrested. So this is the situation. But the team are still making effort. But because of this frequent vandalization, the original cost budgeted for this project, the amount, has increased.
None of the parties involved in the electrification project agreed to mention the exact amount of the budget for the project. However, an official of the State Ministry of Power said that the state government is yet to give any funds for the project. He said the two local governments involved are giving 10 million naira each for the electrification project, an amount he says will not be enough to complete the project. With all these challenges, the Emoha local government area, especially residents of Rumewo community, may have to wait longer to see electricity in their community, with all indications pointing to the fact that it is only communities within the Ahoda-Emoha axis that will see the power whenever the ongoing electrification project is finally completed. Rumewo appears to be off that route and currently has no active politician nor government official from their community to push for their cause like Rumeche community, which had a frontline politician replace their poles. A resident of Rumeche community, Gabriel Enyi, said they were temporarily reconnected after a frontline politician returned home and fixed the fallen poles in June.
We haven't been having regular light at Rumuche, no. It became worse after the thunderstorm. I think for April or May this year, all the poles were broken. It took the intervention of Chief Sergeant Awuse and Honorable Senator Andrew Chindu to restore the poles. But even at that, we started having light for a couple of days about 2-3 weeks ago.
Despite electricity being a matter on the concurrent list, meaning both federal and state government have a say, communities, individuals and local government councils continue to fund electricity challenges. a development that has been criticized by the president of the Nigeria Consumers Protection Network, Kunle Olubinyo. Mr. Olubinyo says communities with electricity challenges ought to channel their complaints to the Rural Electrification Agency, REA, a federal government agency saddled with the responsibility of providing electricity to rural communities in Nigeria.
And see whether the bills that were given to the committee were bogus, estimated, or a figment of imagination. So once that has been appraised, the consumers now, through an arbitration, will now agree that this is how much we are owing, and this is what we are going to pay over a period of time, 6 months, 1 year, whatever. Once such agreement is reached, like I told you, it's not the duty of consumer to provide a transformer, to provide poles, to provide all this kind of money, because at the end of the day, the investment is not theirs. It's for the downstream, the utility companies. So it's a misnomer, and they were misdirected to say that, yes, they should take the burden of paying 10 million each, as you are alleged by the committee. It's not done. It's an aberration. So we should not be misguided.
The president of the Nigeria Consumer Protection Network, however, said that electricity consumers ought to protect the power facilities against vandalization.
Where the consumer may come in is that the duty of security, the issue of safety is everybody's business. Consumer may show what we call collective vigilance as per protection of critical infrastructure, which include the power subsector. You get my point? Which is everybody has a right, a duty of care to protect infrastructure within their environment. But it's not obligatory in law. It's just a social contract.
The Rural Electrification Agency was set up by Section 88 of the Electric Power Sector Reform Act of 2005, and the board and management of the agency were inaugurated on the 16th of March 2006. But not much has been heard of the agency, especially in the South-South region, where the office has its headquarters in Calabar. A phone call to the contact number provided on its website got no response. The Okanje Law